Those outside the county, I'm Valerie Bonk.
When you could see mass COVID-19 vaccination centers pop up, I'm Mike Murillo.
National Guard coronavirus outbreak.
Were Maryland National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol? Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Clougherty.
Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The top government infectious disease expert looks back at the Trump administration response to COVID-19.
I'm Tom Foti. Return to prominent virus management and White House advisory roles in the new Biden administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci now reflects on the Trump administration's pandemic response.
I think if we had had the public health messages from the top right through down to the people in the trenches be consistent, that things might have been different. In fact, I'm pretty sure they would have been different.
Much more of that interview with Dr. Fauci on CBS Sunday morning. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden takes action to provide relief to struggling Americans feeling the financial impact of COVID-19. CBS News correspondent Chris Martinez.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden is urging the Agriculture Department to boost pandemic food benefits for low-income families by 15%.
We cannot, will not let people go hungry.
The president signed a second executive order Friday calling for a $15 minimum wage for federal workers.
It looks like former President Trump's impeachment trial will commence the week of February 8th. CBS's Natalie Brand with more.
This week, Mr. Trump's GOP Senate allies announced he has hired South Carolina lawyer Butch Bowers to anchor his defense.
Several Republicans in the Senate have already come out against an impeachment trial for former President Trump, arguing it may be unconstitutional.
A post-presidential impeachment has never occurred in the history of the country for a reason, that it's unconstitutional.
There's nothing in the text of the Constitution that prohibits an impeachment trial under these circumstances.
Georgetown University law professor David Super is among legal scholars who argue Congress does have the authority to impeach and convict a former president.
The New York Times reports that top Department of Justice officials threatened to resign if then-President Trump moved to replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen, who had refused to open DOJ investigations into alleged voter fraud in Georgia. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is as close as we have come to another Saturday night massacre since October 1973, when we had one during Watergate under President Nixon.
Sabato calls the report stunning. Henry Hank Aaron, baseball Hall of Fame legend known as Hammerin' Hank, has died. In April 1974, Aaron, playing for the Atlanta Braves, broke Babe Ruth's home run record. LA Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully with the call.
It's gone!
Hank Aaron was 86. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 2:03. It's Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend. January 23rd, 2021. Clear, very cold this overnight early morning. Low in the teens by Saturday daybreak. 35 right now. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this weekend together, there is still very little coronavirus vaccine to go around locally, in Virginia in particular. And the man in charge of the rollout is this morning asking people who want shots to be patient.
This week, Virginia asked for 300,000 doses of vaccine, but only received about 106,000. And the Commonwealth has started distributing it to individual communities based on population. For instance,
Prince William County, again, a populous county, but they're only going to get about 6,000 doses a week.
Dr. Danny Avula is leading Virginia's vaccination effort.
It's really important for everybody to understand that there is not a lot of new vaccine coming into the state.
He expects it to take 2 to 3 months to get everyone in the Phase 1B group vaccinated. That includes police officers, teachers, grocery store workers, and people age 65 and older. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
It's 2:04 Saturday morning. If you already got your first dose of vaccine at the Virginia Hospital Center Managed Clinic, located at the Walter Reed Community Center in Arlington, you may still get your second dose as scheduled. Arlington County will now be working to reschedule other people whose COVID-19 vaccine appointments were canceled by Virginia Hospital Center at its other community vaccine clinics because they didn't have enough. Affected people include those older than 75 who had their first doses of the vaccine scheduled after January 26th. The people in charge say they understand your frustration, but point out people across the area right now are all enduring the same thing. Now, more about the long lines of people trying to get that COVID vaccination and the few shots available so far. Over to Prince George's County, where they're making sure only locals get appointments for the vaccine from now on. This after residents of a neighboring county apparently came over for a visit.
You now have to pre-register and say you live or work in Prince George's County to get a coronavirus vaccine there. The appointments are all booked through February 9th, and the county's chief health officer said between 30 and 50% of those who have gotten doses in the county so far don't live there. The county is resetting all appointments for after February 9th and only honoring appointments pre-registered online. NBC4 interviewed people in line at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover, and many came from elsewhere.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Montgomery County. I'm from Montgomery County.
Those who have appointments for the first dose before February 9th will be able to keep them, as well as any appointments at any time for the second dose. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
WTOP News time now, 2:05 Saturday morning. Now, if you do live or work in Prince George's County, they're getting ready to offer vaccinations to a new set of people. They are those 65 to 74 years old and essential workers at high risk of exposure, such as grocery store employees, public transit employees, and postal workers. You won't get vaccinated right away in Prince George's County, but you will be in a virtual line. As the nation works to get people vaccinated for COVID-19, there could come a point where you head into a stadium or a gym to get that shot.
As more vaccine doses become available and states get through the first few groups, you could see mass vaccination centers open near you.
When you get to the group where you have a lot of people and you really need to do mass vaccination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says when people between 16 and 64 years old who have underlying conditions are up for getting vaccinated, that will be a group of around 80 million people.
That's when you really would benefit greatly from community vaccine centers.
He says at that point, you probably will see, in addition to pharmacies giving shots, vaccination operations pop up at gyms, theaters, and even stadiums. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
President Biden has directed FEMA to open 100 federally funded vaccination centers around the nation by next month. See Mike's entire interview with Dr. Anthony Fauci at our website. A click away, WTOP.com, search virus. WTOP Saturday morning at 2:07. Good morning. Welcome in.
This is Governor Larry Hogan. I want to sincerely thank the people of Maryland for doing everything you can to fight the spread of COVID-19. I know it hasn't been easy, but hope is on the way with vaccines now arriving in our state. Many people have questions about the vaccines, and I wanted to share with you what the doctors and public health experts have assured me. These vaccines have been rigorously tested and independently reviewed for safety and effectiveness. Clinical trials have included a diverse group of tens of thousands of people from all walks of life. If you still have concerns, please talk to your doctor or visit coronavirus.maryland.gov. As governor, your health and